Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We will get to Bill's thrills in a second. Before that, Bill, when it comes to IT, what are the three words you don't want to hear?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God. It's a shiver up my spine.
Yeah, it does.
I want to think about that.
I can envision you saying that in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And Laura hearing it.
Yeah. It's a bad feeling.
It's a bad feeling. Imagine all of a sudden, like, yeah, I've been hacked. I'll tell you one thing right now.
What?
Was there any technology problems at all with the playoffs last night?
Nope.
Nope. Thank
Didn't
you.
Didn't seem like it.
Thank you, Applied Connect.
Thank you.
Yes.
They're in charge of that.
Yeah.
Are they on site?
They're on site. Yeah, they've been whisked away to different spots. And like I said, you know how when they handled the election this year, which was incredible.
Yep.
I
figured
remember the problem, you know, 4 years ago. Not this year. Not everything.
They didn't
changed.
Call them 4 years ago. They called them this year and got to figure it out.
Yeah.
No problem.
Hey,
no
they're,
problem.
They're in all 93 counties
all 93.
Of the state.
Do people stick with them, Jake?
A very 99.9% retention rate. It's incredible.
It seems like
we're trying to find the one company that said we're just going to move, go a different direction. I think they're just like we hope we get hacked. We're hoping to get hacked.
We're going to challenge.
We're going to challenge. We're going to hopefully we get hacked, and we're just going to hope maybe we can turn it into insurance and make some money off it that way because the company's failing horribly.
So or hope. There was a death.
Yeah, there could be a
more
death.
Likely that.
Yeah. Probably
if your company could use some IT help or just you're curious about it, one-stop shop, Applied
free lunch.
Connective Technologies. Check them out at appliedconnective.com.
We get a free lunch in the consultation, and they'll meet you at Laszlo's, and you can get the honey mustard and the fries, the crinkle fries and honey mustard. It's incredible.
They will meet you at Laszlo's.
Yes.
They'll do that.
Either Laszlo's.
Right down the street. Well,
yeah.
There's one right down the street.
We're one at 56th and Old Cheney.
56th and Old Cheney.
Yes. That's the other one.
You remember where the old Laszlo's was downtown? I mean, right down here. It was just up about
two buildings up.
To the east. To the east. That was the original Laszlo's.
Hey, by the way, regarding the last segment we just had, and we'll get to Bill's thrills, Nell's in Big Fork, Montana, just purchased 2 bags of Smoking Gun jerky.
Well, Montana.
Joe at Smoking Gun, you heard that. Give me a report. I mean, a report of how many people buy jerky today.
So Montana's in.
So now does he get a picture?
Yeah, he'll be on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
Nels in Montana will be, I guess, the first person that gets on the Wall of Fame at Smoking Gun.
First one.
The Montana's early break.
In. I'm going to tell you something right now. Nels is a very good listener.
Yes.
Loyal breaker.
Be like Thank Nels. You. Be like Nels.
So somebody else join
Beef
Nels.
Taco. Yeah, get in.
Yeah. Text us proof or tweet us proof you did it as well. You'll be on the Wall of Fame as well.
Corey,
buy some jerky.
Bird.
All right, it's time for Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up here on a Friday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them today at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a, I believe, Freaky Football Friday. Is that
Freaky
right?
Freaky Football Friday. We're going to stick with Friday in a very simple statement on Freaky Friday. We have one option. We have to win the whole damn thing.
Ooh.
We have one option. We have to win the whole damn thing.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly had to be what the conversation was at the lowest, darkest moment. When they say rock bottom, Fields champions like that? Ohio State. They had one option.
Now you got me.
When things were completely in disarray, can you, the fan base at Ohio State, when they lost to Michigan, was in upheaval.
Dysfunction junction.
I mean, it was as bad can get. And you've got Michigan trying to plant a flag, which doesn't work. It's turf, so you can't plant a flag. Plant so it makes no sense. No sense whatsoever.
It's really dumb.
It does. It's really dumb. It's out there with a sandbag trying to hold it up or something. It's like, this is just dumb.
Like a whore.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Gotta plan it out.
Yeah. So
never heard anybody voice that, but it's true. Why are you doing that?
Get a better plan for that than you have that. You have, so when they had a meeting, that had to be, it's like, and now here's the difference. You have to have a level of talent to do that. But they had one option. Win the whole damn thing.
Jeez.
And that's their only option. And listen, we have a way out of this. We still have a do-over. We're still alive. Imagine if this was the four-team playoff. They would have been. They've been out. Can you imagine the offseason at Ohio State? And I don't think he's the coach. I really think, even though he shouldn't have been fired, I don't know if he survives it.
I don't know if he survives.
Instead, because of this, you got to win. We got to win the whole damn thing. So I thought about this last night when I'm sitting there watching that press conference. Drew Aller's only got one shot. They got to win the whole damn thing under
next year.
Under his quarterback play. If they don't win the whole thing, that one throw will be what will be forever remembered.
It'll define him.
And
that hurts.
And that's hard.
Hey, Jake, that's hard. Because think of all the throws he makes.
Yeah. And different things
he's done. One damn
and throw. Zero character issues, all things. But he has one option. There's one way out. Win the whole damn thing. Because if they do, if they come back next year, let's see, have 1 or 2 years left. If under his
he's a junior this year. By the way, 24 touchdowns, 8 picks on the season, just shy of 3,400 yards passing.
Tenure, if they win it all, it'll be okay.
That's the only way he gets absolved.
So he's got, like I said, we have one option. We have to win the whole damn thing. And that's kind of what it is for him. That's just the way it's going to be forever. And because you get the chance for a do-over. And they'll be talented enough. I think it'll be hard because those guys on defense, they lose a bunch of them. And that there were some good players on defense. But anyway, when you have one option, and that's what Ohio State had. And that's the one thing that, as I say, something really weird might happen in Texas winning where I'd push back on it. I just think they have this mojo of we got one way out. We got to win the whole damn thing.
Isn't it interesting? After Ohio State beat Oregon, Day said we still have a lot of football left to play. I'm like, God, they do. They got two games they would still have to win.
Yeah. They've
won two, right?
Yes.
I mean, they've won two in the playoff. And they still
and they blew
win.
Them out. They still got to win two more, and they blew Oregon out.
And then who knows when what they have against Oregon?
Yeah, a lot of points.
41 points.
But they had a revenge game.
They did. That helped.
So what if the revenge game would have been in the Big Ten championship game? And they beat Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Is it the same? Do they have the same edge to them? Or does Oregon have a different edge to them?
Probably a little different.
The front end. So I always think about why did this happen? How did this happen? And all these things that went down to create it. But that's the only way that Ohio State can get out of this thing. Because if they don't win, and now – if they don't win at all, it will still be an epic fail.
If they lose to Texas tonight, it's a 6-point favorite.
Yeah. 6-point favorite.
Or if they win and lose to Notre Dame, it'll be an epic
fail.
That
is almost unfair.
Unfair. It will be an epic.
Right.
No, welcome to Ohio State.
I would say Ohio State or Texas wins, whatever happens in that. And Notre Dame loses 27-24 in the national championship game. I don't see it that way. I don't think Notre Dame's going to be. This was an epic fail.
No.
I think they're playing on with house money.
Yep.
I think they really are. And like you said, and they were all written off. Northern Illinois beats them. It was like, done.
Here's the
thing,
though. I think you're right. But Ohio State, as much pressure as there is on Ohio State because of what you're saying, that the chip on their shoulder sort of, in my mind, overtakes that.
I agree.
They have this chip that, it's not going away, and it won't go away tonight.
They have
it
an
won't
extremely
go away.
Focused team.
Oh, God, they do.
Because they have one way out. Yep. You got to win the whole damn thing.
I like them. And the guy we haven't mentioned, and we need to, because you're right. Sark is a master play caller. Holy God, he just you know, against Arizona State, he just had answer after answer after answer. What's Texas going to do here? I don't know. They had, but he had an answer. Yeah. Chip Kelly's had answers all playoff.
Yes,
I mean Chip Kelly will have answers tonight. They schooled up Tennessee. It was
a butt kicking.
It was, and it was a schematic butt kicking too. I mean, it was evident to the
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply. But the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Bill's an expert. We're laymen, but I could sit in my recliner and see, ooh, God, Chip Kelly sliced.
Well, think about both those games. I mean, they're up 21-0 right away against Tennessee. They're up 34-0 right away against Oregon. I mean, that's defense and offense masterclass.
Against the number one team in the country, they're 34-0.
Zoom out tonight. Zoom out and look at Ohio State's personnel on defense. Yeah. That looks like an NFL defense.
Yeah, it does.
They're loaded on defense, and they have the best. Is Jeremiah Smith the best player in college football?
He's really good.
Yeah, he might be playing the best.
He'd be
anybody
a first round draft pick, high, probably a top 10 pick right now, and he's whatever, 18, 19 years old. He's a freshman.
He's a teenager.
Yeah. They just keep loading up on receivers there.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be epic tonight. You cannot miss this game. I mean, it's
6:30.
Yeah, and Bill's right. Last night, Bill texted on our text line. He said, "I wish this game would go on forever." It was that kind of game.
Yeah. I didn't want it to end. No, I really didn't.
It was super fast. I mean, I don't know.
I wanted overtime until I didn't. And I wanted Notre Dame to make that kick. I did. But I didn't want the game to end because it was just
Jeter.
The fans?
Jeter.
How about when you show the fans in big games and then you show fans in big games in the NFL? It's not even close to the same.
Let me think about this.
The fan, when you just show them, just the euphoria, what it's like. It's not
Bills
the same.
Bills fans?
What's that? They're great fans. I'm just saying you just don't see quite the same. You just
probably
don't see
not.
It.
Probably not. I don't want to. I just, Bill, all I'm doing is I don't want to sell NFL fans short here. I mean, there's.
I would say this, especially because there's how many big games? There's hundreds of major games through the season in college football, right, where fans are going crazy. That you won't see Week 4 in the NFL.
No, they're generally not.
Week 4 of the NFL.
Is that true, Jake?
And it's Ravens Steelers. You're not seeing the fans just in where you'll show if it's Oklahoma Texas or it's Texas A&M.
I want to push back, but I just don't think I can.
You don't see that.
Well, that's the power of the student section, too.
It is the power of the student section. It is when they show it's the student section that is the difference.
They're bringing
in
all the energy. Yeah.
But the energy in the stadium last night was incredible.
There are some great NFL game crowds, but again, there's not the student section.
Like when we remarked when Cleveland and Baltimore played, what a great crowd that was in Cleveland. And that's a rivalry.
Yeah.
And Cleveland's terrible, but there's still their fans showed up, and it was really loud. But no, you're right. I mean, it's hard to duplicate. It's really hard to duplicate what we saw last night.
We have one option. We got to win the whole damn thing.
Ohio State. Hmm. Day has done a remarkable job, but you're right. If he doesn't win tonight, pressure's back on.
Oh, yeah, it's right back on. They're going to say, you beat the whatever. Yeah. Even though they beat the number one team and ran them out of the stadium.
But I'm going to say this. It shouldn't be back on. It's ridiculous. I mean, what Ohio State, that the dysfunction in that fan base is incredible.
Well, the commentary.
Jake, it's remarkable.
One of the commentary that you hear is like, okay, you see this team. Why was this not showing up at other times? Where was this team at when they played Michigan?
Nebraska.
Where was this team at?
I don't know. That's a fair point.
Fair point. Be like, okay, it's fair with what you're saying, but why do you have this team going?
That's a fair point. It seemed like they were really vanilla against Nebraska.
Just remember, they were sleepwalking.
The starting quarterback got ran out of Kansas State. Got told to go. And now he's on the cusp of winning a national championship. He got told to leave.
Yeah.
That's a wow.
And he had some moments during the regular season where he didn't look that good. Yeah. But he caught fire in the playoffs.
Got it going now.
Yeah.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Already a winning week, 3-1 in the week for you. So this is just for gravy today. Friday. Yeah, it's gravy on top of a good week.
Yeah, on top today, of biscuits.
There's a movie out today called Flight Risk, starring Mark Wahlberg. So today's trivia is Mark Wahlberg movies.
Okay.
If you know your Mark Wahlberg movies, call us up at
Friday, and we just had that game last night.
It's Film Friday, Bill. I don't change the rule. There's rules. It's been this way for 10 years. We do Film Friday and Friday.
I'm okay with film, but just...
464-5685. I don't know one of these. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip, and Bill and Trivia. Mark Wahlberg, our trivia today. You guys don't feel great about this.
No, I love Mark Wahlberg, and he's in one of my favorite movies, and I don't know the name of one of my favorite movies.
I don't know. That's a good start.
I can generally give you the storyline on a lot of these.
Okay.
You see what Ellie's saying?
What?
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
Just like we believe in
I believe
Blake,
in you.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. We've got Phil. Phil, how do you feel about Mark Wahlberg movies today?
Okay.
All right.
Phil Ruhlman?
Is it Phil Ruhlman? I don't think it is. I wish it was.
Not this time.
Okay, not this time. All right, Phil. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question, as always. First question, what 1997 movie features Mark Wahlberg as a young man in the pornography industry in the late 70s and early 80s?
I should know that.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights is correct.
I think I had a chance at that one.
We're screwed. Yeah. I mean, I saw that movie three times. I couldn't come up with the name of it.
1-0 lead for Phil.
Sip. I would not have gotten that.
Sip, first question. Bill's in play. What 2006 movie features Mark Wahlberg as a 30-year-old bartender from Philadelphia who overcame long odds to play for the Eagles in 1976?
This is a horrifying game show because I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. They hung out in that bar. Didn't he date the bartender?
Yeah, Adams. Yeah. Adams. What's her name?
Amy Adams. Amy,
I think it was Amy Adams.
I think it wasn't Greg Kinnear. Wasn't he the coach? I think he was.
So you saw it too.
Oh, yeah.
We both saw the movie and we don't know the name. Yeah. So say it again. The description.
30-year-old bartender from Philadelphia overcomes long odds to play for the Eagles in 1976. 5 seconds.
Oh,
five.
Saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I liked it. It's a
three,
fun movie.
Two. One.
Champion. No.
I don't care.
It's not Champion.
Phil, do you want that movie or not?
I'm not sure if I know the name. Was Greg Kinnear playing Dick Vermeil?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't tell you that.
I already said it.
Was it Invincible?
Brilliant!
2-0 lead for
Bill.
We're screwed.
If it was a multiple choice, we'd have got it.
Yes.
True.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would have got
yes. We'd get all these.
They could have put up 20 names and I'd have picked it up. Boom, right there.
This is for the win, Phil. Last question. What 2003 movie features Mark Wahlberg as a member of a team hired to pull off a heist, but is betrayed and left behind, leading him to plan a heist against their former ally?
The Italian Job.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Is this Phil Wahlberg that called in?
Yeah, are we sure that wasn't Mark Wahlberg that called in right there?
Phil Wahlberg. His brother.
Is his brother called in and named his brother's name like that.
Congrats, Phil. Huh. Nice win. You get bagels.
Phil Longo.
Nice win today. Phil Longo's been fired. Well, I guess he's unemployed.
No,
so
he's the head coach now. Like
Phil Longo's the head coach now?
Yeah, like it's Sam Houston or something.
I missed that.
Coaching job?
Got fired at Wisconsin. Now he's the head coach again.
Congratulations to Phil. What's he get?
He gets a business box of bagels, 12 bagels, 2 tubs of cream cheese. He's the hero of the office
today.
Can
he pick out the kind of cream cheese
he
wants?
Yeah, he does.
Phil, you can pick out what tub you want.
Bagels and Joe?
Bagels and Joe.
It's an incredible, incredible service they do.
4 Lincoln locations and 1 in downtown Seward as well. I've been to that one.
Don't they have like a honey almond or
they
something
do,
like
it's
that?
Really good. It is really good.
Oh, you just want to bathe in it. Oh, it's so good.
When you walk in, walked into the office at the Journal Star with a box of bagels, it was a good day.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Bill, tiebreaker for you.
Okay.
Do you want to guess how old Mark Wahlberg is?
Get this.
59.
Sip.
Oh, God, he didn't get it on the nose?
No. Over under, 59.
I think he's a little older than us, as strange as that may sound. 61.
He's 53. He's actually younger than you guys, believe it or not.
Quite a bit. So. How old was he? He made a movie in the 90s.
He's young.
Yeah, he was young.
Marky Mark at that point.
Marky Mark and
the
Funky Bunch, yeah.
Yeah.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Good Vibrations, and he did that song. That was Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Yes.
He's very fit.
He is very fit.
Fitness.
The Spillover is next on Early Break.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.